must cultivate, the habit of meditating regularly. If you're not doing in God's name, resolve, as one of the resolutions of this retreat, I'm going to meditate at least once a day, at least on certain days. Take time out to meditate. You must cultivate the habit, I repeat, of meditating regularly. Note the word regularly. At certain times, men I know, over the years, they get up, they shave, they dress, and then they spend 15 or 20 minutes, even some I know a half an hour, get up early in the morning to meditate. I should add, they are very successful businessmen. Moreover, we must be convinced of the necessity of meditation at the risk of becoming the first of the three fruitless soils in the parable of the sower. Remember, the evil spirit steals the word of God from the hearts of those who fail to meditate and therefore understand their faith. One more question on meditation. What faculties should be engaged in meditation? First of all, mentally, every faculty should be used. A mind to think, imagination to imagine, our emotions to stir up our feelings, our desires to choose. However, what is most important is that through meditation we deepen, oh how important this word is, in teaching of the years must use the word deepen 1,000 times. Deepen our convictions of faith. We're absolutely sure that Jesus Christ is here. I've seen this so often. Come to chapel, let's have him present, maybe even exposed. Maybe after a half an hour, we wake up. My Lord, you're here. Why, more important than through meditation, we deepen our convictions of faith. And let me tell you, our Catholic faith is being opposed, threatened, challenged constantly. I think I've said this before. For some years now, I never watch television. Because I have found television that I watch tends to weaken my faith. We are to meditate in order to arouse the conversion of our hearts. Only God really knows us thoroughly. But I dare say there are many in chapel today who need to be converted. I don't mean converted in serving God at all, but converted from a path which we have got into, which misleads us, leads us away from the God whom alone we should serve. This needs to be said. A period of retreat is a time of conversion of the heart. You need it, I need it. And finally, meditation is needed to strengthen our resolve to follow Jesus Christ. Everywhere there counts. You wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. Unless we believe that our faith should be strengthened. The question is, what areas of my life need a strengthening of faith? I never realized I needed a strengthening of faith in my belief in my Jesuit superiors being my divinely appointed superiors. Soon I resolve to follow Jesus Christ. And the following of Christ is not a figure of speech. No two of us have been called to follow Christ in the same way. I've said this before. I dated a wonderful girl, 4 years of college. Lucky, she went to a college in another city where I went. I finished college, and I thought about it many times. I asked God to enlighten me. Should I marry this girl? I loved her. I knew she wanted me to marry her. Well, only through meditation, discovered God did not want me to marry that woman. God wanted me to be single. And the shock. God wanted me to be a priest. I became a priest. We do things most effectively if we thought them through and made decisions with a mind. Do this, stop doing that. That's what we have a mind for, to reach decisions. And we all have to make these decisions, and I mean this every day. One closing observation regarding these conversions of heart and resolutions to follow Christ. I beg you, in God's name, put down your decisions in writing. No big speeches, no pages full of print. but ask God to enlighten you and then put in writing what you sincerely believe He wants you to do. Because writing crystallizes the imagination, concentrates the intellect, and one purpose of writing is to place at our disposal, maybe for the rest of our lives, something I have written that I know God wants me to do. Lord Jesus, how important meditation is in all of our lives. Teach us, dear Lord, how we are to meditate, to meditate you on earth. We'll share with you the beatific vision and meditate on your divine countenance for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois, 60641, or call area code 773-267-1195.